Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the hearts. An evildoer gives heed to false lips, and a liar gives ear to a naughty tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not go unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech is not becoming to a fool, much less lying lips to a prince. A gift is a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but he that repeats a matter separates friends. Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, they are both an abomination to the Lord. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, seeing he has no heart for it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding shakes hands and becomes surety in the presence of his friend. He that loves transgression loves strife, and he that exalts his gate seeks destruction. He that has a perverse heart finds no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falls into mischief. He that begets a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man accepts a bribe out of sight to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bear him. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.